those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
From theblogulator.com.
This is Blogulator Radio.
Fawning and skewering over all things television for the Fancy Pants Gangsters Network.
I'm Bridget.
I'm Qualler.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Jerksica.
And our opinions are valid. We're going to talk about some crappy shows coming up.
Upfronts.
It's upfronts time where the studios roll out all their shows that they either have pilot and or series orders for the major five networks anyways. And
did they run out of money? Is there, are these like the is this like the discount bin shows?
They're just
they're all like,
they're like
buying up it, things yeah. that they
blew it all
sort
on Coke
know.
And now they are like, oh
for,
shit.
For a while I feel like I've been like, we're not Showtime, AMC or HBO. What do we do?
Right.
Remember Must See TV?
Well, if you recall, a year ago, we did shows about the upfronts, and I was excited about every single show.
You were really enthusiastic.
Were you really?
Yes, I was excited about everything.
Animal
and
practice, mostly.
Understandably.
Mostly just animal practice.
Understandably.
Yeah, I remember animal practice.
Because there was a monkey, there was a show about ghosts.
What show about
what
ghosts?
Yeah,
wasn't there like a guy and his wife? Was
oh, the gifted doctor one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't watch it, but I was
I watched
interested.
An episode of that.
I think I watched any of
the ghost doctor.
Yeah.
No. What was
and
it called?
There was
a gifted man.
Yes.
And
a
there
gifted,
was,
yeah.
And there was Matthew Perry.
I watched
Perry,
one episode of that.
And there was yep. a show about aliens.
The Neighbors.
The Neighbors.
Yes.
That's the only
yes.
one of the shows that's
got
has
renewed.
A second season.
Yes. And disappointed as I was by how those premises were executed.
Uh-huh.
I was very excited about all of the shows that were on the schedule. And this year, I can safely say I am not excited about
you really
a single
woke
one.
Up there, didn't you?
Yeah. A single one.
Just Animal just practice there. Got you
about
roused.
2 minutes ago, she was, I'm tired.
And she was saying, Chris, get the cat off me! Get the cat off
Why
me!
Why are you sitting on my hand?
So tonight we're just going to talk briefly about NBC and Fox.
Yep.
And next episode we'll do ABC, CBS, and CW?
If we don't die first.
If we don't die first.
Oh, man.
I am going to bet right now that the CW is going to be the most promising network.
I no one's going to no one's going to take that bet.
There's
so far NBC and Fox are vying for where the low bar is.
Yeah, really.
Hey, you know what we should make a show about? Parkinson's, kind of.
Do you remember your old friends from the 80s and 90s? That's basically all NBC has
yeah.
in the cupboard is their old stars and extremely bland premises.
Yeah, but this guy won an Emmy a long time ago on Will and Grace.
Yeah. Hey, and I feel
Wait,
like,
what, which one are we talking about?
Just NBC in general.
Oh, in
what
general?
What they're banking on.
Yeah.
I thought, I thought you were saying Michael J. Fox was on Will and Grace, and I got confused.
No.
Yeah, we're just kind of combining all our shows.
Yeah, that's fine.
No.
We're saying NBC is still like, hey, these actors
Remember
made
the
a
good
lot
times?
More famous.
They're kind of like, you know, like your parents who are like, hey, remember the good times before everything went to...
And didn't Sean Hayes really win an Emmy because he was, like, playing... like for his like portrayal of a gay character on television at a time when that was still like pretty
yeah
like
and,
that's
and
why
watching,
he was very good in that character
yeah
right but I'm saying like it wasn't because he's a like particularly gifted comedian.
Should we start going through the shows?
Ugh.
And should we start with that one?
Sure.
What we're talking about?
We'll start with that.
It's called
Just Jack the Dad.
Was it Sean Saves the Day or something?
Sean Saves the World?
Saves the world.
I believe it's called.
Yeah. How could you possibly remember that title?
I don't know. The only titles I really remember are Dracula and Sleepy Hollow.
We'll get to those.
I give that show 6 episodes.
Sean Saves the World.
Seriously? I give it 0. You'll
you mean
watch it
before
for
it
6
gets canceled?
Episodes?
No, no, no.
Like
before it's canceled.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I'm not hanging in there.
I was going to say.
So
I give it 2 snores and I'll watch reruns of Friends.
So the trailer that we watched really made me realize that Sean Hayes is like the poor man's Martin Short, and like really, really,
we all know how much we
really,
love
really
Short.
Strains hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's the rich man's Martin Short?
I guess
Robin Williams. Who I also hate. I hate all that. I hate that style.
That style of the like, giant smile.
Hey, hello, my baby. What's over there? What? I'm gay.
Please do that every time we want to hear about that particular style of comedy.
Remember when I ran into Martin Short in New York and I punched him? And I said, that's for Clifford.
Hey, I love Clifford.
Clifford is great. What are you talking about?
Is he a kid? Is he a man? I don't understand.
Exactly. It's part of the joke.
That's Charles Grodin.
And by part of the joke, that's I mean the only joke. But
isn't
what
that,
else do you need?
Isn't that the bigger question? Are we children or are we men?
Yeah.
Are we human or are we dancer? Beat you.
You got me there.
Apparently in Sean Saves the World, Sean Hayes plays a man who gets full custody of his daughter?
For some reason, which like has to be like a dark reason, right?
Because yeah,
she's a teenager. Like
he hasn't
she's
been
either dead
in your life at all. It seems
or
like.
Right.
Or the mom's like, well, you take her.
Yeah, like unless
and
it's just a, like
anyways.
He has her for like a long extended summer for some
the
reason.
Worst judge ever at the time of the divorce said, you get her for the first 16.
You get for the
and
next
and then we'll uproot her.
And then his mom moves in or something.
Yeah, and she looks vaguely familiar, but I can't think from what.
Like the poor man's Kelly Bishop.
Stop saying that. Who nobody knows who Kelly Bishop is.
Everyone knows who Kelly Bishop is.
Who? She blonde?
Bunheads and
Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, Bunheads. Oh, no, I was picturing a blonde woman.
Because
her name is Kelly Bishop?
No, there's the actress.
Are you thinking of Sandra Dee?
No.
Are you thinking of Rhoda? She's dead.
Who's the mom in Beethoven?
Kirsten Cohen?
Beethoven?
Bonnie
Hunt.
You're thinking of Bonnie Hunt all along. She's kind of the... No, she's not.
Anywho,
poor man's Bonnie Hunt. Who is the poor man's Bonnie Hunt?
That'd be Bonnie Hunt.
Nancy Travis.
Nancy Travis, you're right.
This obviously. Is a funner game than watching the trailers.
Yeah.
Why don't they give her another try at a sitcom?
So Just Jack the Dad is...
And Thomas Lennon from SNL, or The State,
which was
a theme in the trailers we saw of like...
A lot of state...
State alum kind of...
And I was recently listening to Michael Ian Black, who's on another one we'll talk about later. On the Comedy Bang Bang podcast, and him kind of talking about how all the state alum have, you know, numerously tried shows on Comedy Central that have fizzled out, and he was kind of saying in a half-joking way, and so we all gave up and we're on sitcoms now.
Michael Ian Black's on a sitcom?
Why not?
Yeah.
Did you not see
she was sleeping through that one.
Yeah.
Michael Ian Black. No.
So then Parkinson's.
Dad, I don't know what else to say about that.
There's nothing
that's
else
all, that's
to say.
All
oh,
in the trailer.
Balance working and being a man.
His boss is very demanding.
And somehow he ends up having to like climb out a window with tables on his legs.
And then he walks out of the bathroom with the, just take the table off. And, like, it's not a funny gag either.
No, it's not. Yeah. Also, like,
psych gag.
I like that they're like the age old struggle between father
working.
Work and fatherhood.
It's like, no. Yeah. You're
really
thinking women. Like, I could see that, like, meeting,
you've
like,
been daddy
what
tracked.
What if instead of a working mom, it's, like, a working dad?
And it's...
What?
And, like, he has to...
America's
yeah, this,
favorite
all
star.
The shows we watch today, this really is, like, Year of the Man.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, that's what
it's
it was last year
time.
With, like, Work It and Man Up.
Yeah.
They were trying that as well.
Yeah.
You know why? Because, like, we're living in an age where, like, females actually have more privilege.
Right. Exactly.
We're in a post-sexist
like,
society.
Because, like, you're not,
exactly.
like, everyone, you're not even
exactly.
allowed to, like, do anything.
Right.
Or it's, like,
right.
always sexual
right.
harassment.
And
white
it's, like,
men are
everything's
losing everything
like,
in this
so
country.
PC. I'm just, like, sick of being PC all the time.
I know. That's why I love my favorite writer, Seth MacFarlane. Because he, like, goes there.
Let's not even talk
in
about
a way that's,
show.
Like, totally provocative
he
and
just, like,
conversations.
He just, like,
open,
sees that
open
line.
Open up a dialogue about racism.
He has no lines, right? Like, you cross that
well,
line.
Well, we don't even need that dialogue, actually, Bridget, because racism is over.
We all know it's just, like, so... And there's no, like, structural racism. Okay, anyway. I hate...
We don't need to talk about dads now. Yay. should we talk about the Michael... Is it just called the Michael J. Fox show?
Right. Right.
On NBC, which is another...
They're going for the Cosby
Michael
Show
J.
style approach where
yeah.
where the celebrity
the
name
Reeve
is in the
show.
Title, but
right.
the celebrity's character
show.
Is not their name.
Yeah.
I'm giving you other examples.
Wow, Bridget's what? Really angry.
So, yeah, like the Donna Reed show and the Dick Van Dyke show. There was like a period in TV history where like they did that.
Right.
Because it was all about that one comedy star.
Mm.
And then the Cosby Show did it.
Dun, dun,
and now.
Dun,
so in the great tradition of the Donna Reed show and the Dick Van Dyke show.
So you know a lot about TV history, Bridget.
Oh, F you.
You really had to make that point. I'm sorry.
Oh, like you're so nervous, Chris. Like you've never seen us fight before.
All right, let's stop arguing with the pregnant woman and move on.
All right. So I commented that it seemed like it was like NBC saw that one episode of Curb that Michael J. Fox was in and like
actually playing himself
and was like, what if we make a sitcom out of this, but we have to make it like family friendly and blah blah blah. I put a sheen
that,
on it.
The
NBC
fact that it's
sheen.
Called the Michael J. Fox Show did confuse me because I did think he was just playing himself.
Right.
Until they're
right.
Like, oh.
Well, because the first few lines of the trailer is like them talking about like, oh, are you going to go back to work?
Right.
And how he's really famous. Like
right.
Somebody
and
asks
everybody,
for
everybody recognizes him.
Yeah.
And they're all calling him Mike.
Right.
Right.
But he's just Mike Henry, the local NBC news reporter for New York's NBC affiliate.
Who has Parkinson's?
Right. Which, by the way, when we were in New York, we watched local news in New York, and it sucks, just like it does everywhere.
Right.
So
not like he'd be,
he's probably not a celebrity.
Is it local news? It's not like the...
Yeah.
It's like the NBC.
It says New York's, like, New York's newsman or whatever.
Well, anywho, looks stupid, and it looks uncomfortable, but not
and
in
none
one
of us
like, ooh, this is making the audience uncomfortable in a way that, like,
no.
is really...
Like,
no,
I really
like, we're
enjoy...
Making, we're actually making jokes about Parkinson's.
Yeah.
And, like, I enjoy Michael J. Fox, and, like, I'm glad that he feels comfortable making jokes about himself, and, like, I'm sure that's,
funny,
like,
on
good.
Your Enthusiasm.
Right, but, like... I don't know.
Because you pair it with Larry David, who's, like, awkward and... I mean, like...
Right, or even when he was, like, when he was on, like, Rescue Me, and it was kind of the same type of thing where he was sort of poking fun at himself, but, like, I don't think he can really carry...
Well, you can't have a whole sitcom where the
right.
point is...
Right. It's gonna fizzle out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's that.
Yeah. What was the other one that's also gonna be on... Is it Welcome to the Family, I think
yes.
it's called? So, and I think are all these, all three of these going to be on Thursday night?
I believe so,
night?
Paired with Parks and Rec.
Right.
Ha! Good luck, jerks.
So Welcome to the Family stars your relative, Jerkska.
Are you allowed to talk about that?
Oh, I did sign that non-disclosure. Yeah, no, Mike O'Malley is my first cousin once removed or... Something.
So one of your cousin's kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Given up for adoption.
What a mistake.
One of my cousins.
Don't worry about it. Don't think too hard.
No. My mom's cousin's kid.
Okay.
So, we're really connected.
If it's your mom's cousin's yeah. kid, I think that's your second cousin.
My second cousin, Mike O'Malley.
So, what we're trying to say...
they keep giving him sitcoms and stuff. It's good.
Yeah, well, Yes Dear had something ridiculous like 5 seasons.
So they have
a syndication.
Family has a daughter, and then another family has a son, and they get pregnant, and they're wacky.
But then
opposites.
The mother gets pregnant too, the old one.
It so seems cool. like I saw that story. Oh yeah,
Father of the Bride Part 2.
Father of the Bride Part 2, a movie from the early 90s.
Hey, speaking of Martin Short.
Yeah,
hey.
Exactly.
And BD Wong. What were we talking about?
No, we'll talk about Asians later.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, and Christopher Maloney. Who was on Law and Order with BD Wong.
Right, that's the connection.
That's a connection. Okay, we'll get to Christopher Maloney later.
Yeah.
So that's... What else do we have to say about Welcome to the Family?
Nothing.
It
looks terrible.
Nothing at all.
The weird thing about all three of these shows is not only will they look strange paired with Parks and Rec, but, like, NBC tried the let's not do the niche comedy thing... last year with shows like Animal Practice and Go On, and they failed horribly, and yet it seems like they're still sticking with that approach, except with new shows.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't fault them for that, because it's not like if they reimagined these shows as, like, a single, or... Like, I don't think it's the multi-cam sitcom style
that's
hurting them. Is
but
that
I'm not,
what you mean?
No, but I mean, two of the three are single cam.
They are? Which ones?
The only one that's multi-cam is the Sean Hayes one.
Mm.
They all looked like multicam.
Right, that's the thing, is they still, they all
there
have that kind
tracks,
of...
right?
No.
Only in the Sean Hayes one.
Yeah.
Sean no, that
they
was
should all have laugh tracks.
But that's the weird thing, is like, even if they are single cam, they're treated as if they are like this old school, like you said, Mark, family friendly kind right. of sheen.
Then they
to
should
them.
Film it that way. Are you listening,
well,
NBC?
I don't think that matters so much as that it's just, it's not interesting. And no, they're well, trying to do, they're trying to do something that CBS has succeeded at, but NBC hasn't succeeded at since the early 90s.
Well, that's why I don't fault them for it, because it's like when Two and a Half Men is like 25 seasons.
Right.
NBC, yeah. Like, of course you're going to try to emulate that shit.
But CBS viewers aren't going to migrate to
why not?
Right.
Because they're watching CBS every night.
Really?
So why doesn't NBC try to do something
like
different?
Yeah, people are...
They are to CBS.
Are network
yeah.
loyal?
Yeah.
Just CBS, though. And right. And you could say yeah. CW as well, I'd say.
Well, like, CW does a certain,
exactly. And that's the thing, is NBC is not looking for their niche. They're looking at emulating things.
Well, they're looking, they're looking for broad success and... Like I,
but without a focus,
yeah.
And the and not to get too off topic, but like NBC rejected a few shows that were supposedly like looked better, but were a little slightly more niche-y. But
like what?
Like there was a show that was like a zombie type premise, but it looked promising apparently, but it was rejected because it was like too narrow of a focus. But like the thing is. TV today is like you don't have big box hits from the 90s that NBC used to have. You
there's
don't
no
have
home
there's no
anymore.
There's no like 40 right there's like there's no 40
yeah,
million
example.
People watching like the latest episode of Friends because there are so many different things on TV all the time and so many different options that
but I feel like
it doesn't
that
make
is
any
definitely
sense.
What NBC is trying to go
right.
back. Like they're
it's,
still
exactly.
trying to get to like
so it
the
does, but like
Friends Seinfeld ER like,
but
that's
just,
what they want
but they've
and
been
so,
trying that for so long
I know
right.
since Friends Seinfeld
right.
ER went off
and they're
the
just
air.
Like beating themselves over the head over and over
even
by,
when they hire new execs
right
it's mm-hmm. like the new execs are like I've got an idea it's the same
bring...
idea the last guy had but let's try it again
what if we bring Sean Hayes back everyone loves him
yeah
remember how successful Will and Grace was? We don't understand why it was successful. We think it was because of the
yeah, we
guy.
Think it was because of this guy and his wacky face.
There are a lot of moments in that Sean Saves the World trailer where I kept expecting him to go, but I was just, what?
I think he actually
I think, yeah,
did
I think
he
that did happen.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the dramas, because the comedy thing's making me depressed.
I couldn't yeah. tell.
I didn't laugh a single time in any of the comedies.
I like the comedies make us depressed, and the dramas made us laugh our
exactly.
ass.
Yeah.
I think you said it, Mark, while we were watching the trailer. It was like, NBC, where the dramas are comedies, and the comedies aren't funny.
Exactly.
Oh, I missed that, too.
It should be a network exec, huh?
Yeah.
Thanks, ouch.
I'm not on you.
This is very late for all of us to be up and recording. We're sorry.
I should be watching Friends right now.
Yeah.
And napping.
God, I love Friends. Why can't you make another nice show like Friends?
Baby sleepy.
What?
Age
He's way upstairs.
Over.
That's
fine.
Ironside is... funny drama.
What the hell is that?
That's the one with the guy in the wheelchair.
Blair Underwood in the wheelchair.
What is with every show having, like, the premise has to involve, like, a disability?
Well, those were the first two shows.
The first two, yeah.
I know,
Parkinson's
just,
and
like,
then wheelchair.
Because it's not just, like...
Why don't they do
just,
that
like,
some year? They just, like, have a theme.
This year.
Disabilities.
This year's theme is disabilities.
You mean like how Tyra Banks takes on a theme with every
yeah.
single...
Yeah.
But like, Bridget, you said like it's nice to see like a protagonist, right?
Who is disabled.
Who is
disabled.
Because
yeah.
And I totally
it's
get
not that.
That.
He just happens
to
be this.
It's that
yeah.
that's the focus of the show
right.
is it's like, oh, you think he's just a regular cop, right? Well, he doesn't play by the rules.
Yeah.
And... He's in a wheelchair.
Well, there was like
they're all like Mr. Show fake.
I know.
Yes, that trailer started with another cop saying like, "You can't do this anymore. There are rules and procedures for a reason." Like,
that it reminded me of my favorite fake show that was actually a real show, Blind Justice.
Yes,
do you remember Ron Eldred as a blind detective?
Yeah,
right.
Wait, that was a real show.
That was a real show.
Not on my watch.
Show.
Yeah,
turn
no,
on your
it, it seemed like a fake show, but it was actually a real show.
I thought that trailer looked like, what did I say, it was like the Tropic Thunder of...
Yeah, totally. Like, the whole, it's the whole, you know, never go full retard theory, where it's like, why would you go to the point where, like, as Mark said,
horrible name for a theory.
well, we saw that what I thought was a metaphorical slogan, or as like a unique perspective, and then Mark, what I jokingly thought, like, get it because he's not, because he's down, he's low to the ground. And but then in the trailer, the character actually says, like, you see things different from down here.
Because he, like, finds a gun on the scene, like, that, like,
nobody...
Are you
not teaching cops to bend over? Right. Like, that's important.
To look at the ground?
Yeah. Sometimes guns will be discarded on the ground. Yeah. Not suspended in the air.
And then Sean Hayes comes in and is like, what?
I think we solved your problem.
Well, the upside is that Blair Underwood is really handsome.
Yeah.
They keep casting you in terrible shows, right. though. You remember Dirty Sexy
it.
Money?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted that show to be good so much.
We watched the entire season.
We were just looking for a new OC at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we had The Blacklist, which is NBC's attempt at cashing in on the following success.
That doesn't make any sense to me. Like, the premise doesn't make any sense. So you have, like, a...
Instead of serial killers...
You have, like, a Hannibal-esque...
But he's not a serial killer, isn't he?
Like, no, he's just
a criminal.
Yeah. A criminal mastermind.
A criminal...
Which there aren't
who has a prosthetic leg?
He does?
Does?
No.
Hey, she was loud. Tell her the baby's sleeping. The
baby's sleeping, Jessica.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Don't you care about your baby?
But
I like James Spader. Maybe I'm the only one.
But he has charisma. I'll give him that. He has on-screen charisma.
His affect is unique, at least, in comparison to James Purfoy.
Right.
Okay.
Can someone explain the premise to me, though? Because I watched the trailer.
He's a most wanted criminal that surrenders himself and then gives advice to a Clarice Starling type agent to that turns out to be just another ploy, like he's a part of... I don't know what the premise is.
Exactly.
I think it's like Silence of the Lambs. She has a daughter who is in ballet.
No, she's supposed to go save this girl that is about to be kidnapped.
But then he has this, at the end
was
of it, he's like,
daughter?
He says,
he says this girl is about to be kidnapped to go save her.
Yeah.
She goes to
for
save
sure
her,
that was her daughter.
And then the truck comes in, and then they take the girl.
Right, I know all that, but I thought it was also her daughter that she was saving.
And then at the end, he just says,
there are more of us, or there are more like this.
Y'all been blacklisted, he says something like that.
Something like that. He says, that'd be a pretty cool name for it, The Blacklist, and then NBC's logo, The Blacklist, comes up.
Featuring Ashton Kutcher.
There's a lot of, like, tongue-in-cheeky, like, winky, cutesy fuckface stuff in this series of trailers.
But that's who James Spader is. He's kind of
fuckface. But NBC?
James Winky Fuckface
Spader. James
Winky. Was he in a show where he was, like, a tough guy?
No.
He was on The Office recently.
I would like to see a show. No, this would be a good show.
Robert, California.
I would like to see a show where it's just James Spader and John Malkovich and Christopher Walken having coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Or like dinner together.
James Spader is too busy doing this.
Could Michael Douglas be there too?
And
Could Michael Douglas narrate? Like,
And John Malkovich is playing
this
Blackbeard.
Coffee. Oh yeah, we'll get there.
We'll get there next
episode.
Wouldn't
that be good? Just like to have him like hanging out, like you know, this coffee is very hot.
That's Christopher Walken.
I said Christopher Walken.
Oh, you did.
Christopher Walken, James Spader, and who? Oh, and John Malkovich.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would watch
Michael
that show.
Michael Douglas, please.
Just drinking.
Why do you love Michael Douglas?
Have you heard him talk?
Bridget loves
John Malkovich. And then John Malkovich would like accuse James Spader of, like, stealing all the sugar, and then James Spader, like, wouldn't answer. He'd just, like, look up and, like, smirk at them.
That sounds boring.
I think The Game
is one of
the best movies I've ever
seen. What? Do any of those shows look more entertaining than
the
of them having
the guy in the wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
It's called From My Point of View. No, what is it called?
The crappy thing is that...
What is it?
From My Point of View. Ironside.
That would be his like column in like the local newspaper.
Right.
No, the sad thing
is the way
is,
I see it.
The way I see it.
I'll probably watch The Blacklist because I'm a sucker for the serial storytelling thing, even when it's bad, or especially when it's bad, because I watched the entire first season of The Following.
You watched the whole first season.
The whole fucking
You've
thing.
You've been hiding that from me.
Did I? Was I really? She wasn't gasping at me.
Yeah,
right?
She was.
Trying.
Watching the whole Following.
No,
that's fine.
Dracula.
And Dracula. And I'll watch that.
Was Sleepy Hollow NBC too?
That's Fox.
Oh.
Yep, that's NBC's Victorian England drama that isn't mixed with the present day.
Oh, Dracula?
Right.
Right.
I call it Dracula.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to pronounce it.
The Fang Quotient.
Fang Quotient?
Yeah.
Too many fangs or not?
Not enough fangs in the trailer.
Yeah. No. If I want to watch a vampire thing, I'll watch The Vampire Diaries.
If it follows Period. Like...
Or Interview with a Vampire. If you want the Victorian.
Just like over and over and over.
But I love the original Bram Stoker novel.
But that did not...
If it follows
like
the way that...
but Daniel it had Mina.
If it follows the way that Daniel Knopf of Carnival writes shows, then the fangs won't come until like the fourth season.
Yeah.
Who would you say is the name?
Delayed gratification Mina. Joke.
The character Mina.
Fashion.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Mina Suvari. And
no,
I was like, what
she's not
her?
Yeah,
but, well... What did happen to her?
She's, I mean, I'll definitely watch it. I think that's probably...
She got
six
really,
feet under
really
or something.
Mina Suvari?
No, I'm just kidding. She's... Everyone at home Googles it.
Whoa, did you hear Mina Suvari got fat? Sweet.
Is that all?
Is that it? They only have three new dramas and three new comedies?
Because
like
the cupboard
watch,
is
like...
full in NBC's...
But they can't... Everything ended.
Huh?
They're bringing Community back.
Oh, yeah.
Community, Parks and Rec.
Bringing Parks and Rec back.
The Voice, obviously, is going to be like Four Nights.
They're bringing Parenthood back.
Oh, Parenthood, that's right.
The About a Boy show isn't coming to
mid-season.
That's the only show that I'm legitimately excited about.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Jason Adams.
What a winky fuckface of a season this is.
Yeah. Okay, Fox.
Fox isn't much better, though.
No, it's not.
It's actually probably worse.
Much better out of Fox, though.
Yeah, but of all of last season's shows, the only new show from last season that we are still watching is The Mindy Project.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So,
so
the Fox wins in that.
Who start with Almost Human.
Almost Human,
which
is Robot Police Officers, done.
But that was
Being Human. That's the vampire werewolf
show. I was hoping
yeah.
Almost Human was going to be another show about aliens living in a suburban neighborhood.
I thought it was going to be Not
be
Quite Human, which
was
a Disney Channel
like...
movie from the early 90s with Alan Thicke and a robot
teenager. No.
Do you remember that?
Wasn't that called And You Thought My Parents Were Weird?
That was a different one, I think.
But wasn't Alan... Oh, that Alan Thicke was the voice
there?
Of the robot.
Wasn't there also a Disney movie where like a boy
turned
into a dolphin when he swam?
What does that have to do with
robots?
I don't know.
Where is your brain?
Well,
I did
around
read
that
the
same
book.
Time.
Are you thinking of Splash?
No.
Are you thinking of Echo the Dolphin, the Sega Genesis game?
Okay.
I think you're thinking of Free Willy.
Are you thinking
of...
Oh,
yeah. That's...
Almost.
Okay, so it's about
Almost
in the future when cops all have robot sidekicks. And
The trailer stopped in, like, 30 seconds in, but it didn't really matter.
We're
already sold.
Maybe that is the actual trailer.
Why would a cop need a robot sidekick? Why wouldn't they just make RoboCop?
Because when there are criminals shooting at you, you can hide behind the car, and the robot can look up and like
shoot, and then
tell you what's happening.
She's asking, why is there to be a human?
Because only humans can make certain decisions.
Exactly.
Robots
give you the information.
Isn't about just being a robot man. It's like, you gotta
I'm a robot man.
Yeah,
right.
You have to like...
I hope that they make some line in there about like, RoboCop taught us that you can't merge the two, and iRobot taught us that you can't trust the robots.
Yes, thank you.
And so they need to work
together,
but not as one.
Exactly.
Right. Mm. But I think Almost Human is a bad title for that, because I don't think robots are almost human.
No, actually, they're technically androids.
Mm.
Well, maybe they're talking about the cops.
The twist.
We're almost human.
I would be very impressed if it turns out to be like social commentary
about the police, about LAPD.
Yeah.
And like racial tension.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The justice system in America.
Oh man.
Yeah, I think that's what it's about. I think that's how I'm gonna watch this season.
You're welcome, Fox.
Yeah. Alright.
Almost
human.
Brooklyn 99.
Brooklyn 99.
Dad.
Look at that.
So Brooklyn Nine-Nine is like a police academy.
Right.
Pretty much.
Except
Andy Samberg and
Zach, this is probably the show I'm the most likely to like give a whirl though.
Right. I like Andy Samberg and Andre Brower, and I feel like they could have potentially.
But
it looks
chemistry.
Like a weird.
They
see,
Well, maybe we're gonna say the same thing, but it seems
so.
It's so. We're the Garth and Kath
of podcasting.
Oh, But it seems like there's a very weird, like, it. I think you're right, Mark. I like both people, mm-hmm. maybe not actors, like you were saying, Bridget. I don't know if Andy Samberg can really act, se. But I like both of them, but it feels weird with them together. I know that Andre Brouwer has done both comedy and drama before, mm-hmm. but I feel like he's a stronger dramatic actor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Andy Samberg probably should never do drama in his life and stay away from it.
That dynamic made me feel like I was watching, like, a Law and Order type procedural with Andy Samberg in it.
Right, where
and
he's just like plopped in.
And that made it feel like an SNL sketch. Mm-hmm. Like, what if there's like this serious cop show, but like this guy's part of it?
Yeah.
So, like, it didn't feel like Police Academy-y to me in the sense that, like, I felt like the tone was like.
Oh, see, I did. I didn't think it seemed like. I mean, they were like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were having like fire extinguisher races and they were talking about how, like, well, they're Andy taking Samberg bets on dating.
I think Chris, like.
I feel it.
Pinpointed what caused that feeling.
There was definitely a tonal mismatch. Like, because while Andre Brouwer was delivering jokes, the whole idea is that, like, well, maybe it's part of the premise of the show, is that he's trying to make it a serious department. Mm-hmm. And so, like, yeah, you're going to always have Andy Samberg futzing on the side and doing goofy things, but
he can't do that the whole show.
I just disagree, though, because I think it wasn't. I mean, he's like the centerpiece because he's the most well known, but it seemed like everybody else on the show is also like.
And maybe that's part of the trailer.
Hijinks. Like, it's all goofy, like, maybe. Everybody's goofy. Like, like, where's Sergeant Bilko? Yeah. Like, it just. I mean,
yeah, the new guy.
That's supposed
comes
to be.
In
to yeah.
Yeah. yeah I think and if that's what it is, then great. But, like, maybe it was just the tone of the trailer, but something about it as I was watching it.
I'm not saying it's going to be funny.
It's being billed as, like, the Andy Samberg show, and maybe that's not what it is.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, it would be like if Parks and Rec, like, if the star was Andy.
Right.
And, like.
Whereas he's.
And everyone else on it was a straight man.
Right. Like, that.
Gay, straight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But damn.
Or do I?
But the only other goofy, like, goofy character. I see what you're saying, right?
But the only other goofy character is that, like, guy from.
From the state. Yeah. Joe Latruligo.
Well, the woman was also goofy.
A little bit.
Sort of. Maybe not as.
Because she got angry or whatever.
I don't even think it was the characters. It was, like, something about, like, the way that they were, like, shooting it and, like, the voice. Like, it just. Mm. It seemed like they're, like, couldn't decide what to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought it was confused as well, Bridget. Speaking of confused, dads.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about
Seth MacFarlane is now getting into the live-action multicam sitcom business. And starring Seth Green and Giovanni Ribisi and their dads move in. Who are the actors that play the 60-year-old dads? Martin Mull and.
Really?
Martin Mull and the guy from The Mask. That's all I know.
What else is he from?
I don't.
That's going to bug me. Yeah. Anyways, he's got swoopy
hair. It's the same Seth MacFarlane, like.
Yeah.
Like misogyny, like racist jokes. But
it's okay.
Winking, because I totally understand the context of it. So
Yeah, it looks stupid. Don't watch it. I don't even want to give it more airtime. Next.
Okay.
Enlisted. What was
that was the Stripes ripoff.
Oh yeah.
Stripes.
What's Stripes? What's Stripes?
I don't understand how Fox can carry.
What Stripes?
Oh, is this the one where I went to the bathroom? Yeah. What's is that like MASH?
What's Stripes?
Shut up. Just stop.
Keep going.
What? Stripes.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
So if I say the word Stripes.
Yeah.
It's such a blank slate in your face.
Well, I know the word Stripes. It's not totally blank. I kind of think of that put me in the Zoo book, even though I know that was polka dots, right?
You've never seen the film Stripes starring Bill Murray?
I think you could get that from when I said, what Stripes?
Fair enough.
I just don't understand how Fox can air both Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Enlisted. Because they kind of seem like the same show to me, just one's a police station and one's
the if the police station was goofy? What if this platoon...
I think I walked in and the trailer said, they say the army is like a band of brothers. That's all I needed to hear.
And then there's a slide whistle. What's that guy?
So is the movie just army people acting goofy?
Yeah.
Why is it called Stripes?
You gotta earn your stripes.
Yeah.
People in the army
wear stripes? Oh, my camouflage.
Awards.
Awards that go on the band of your sleeve.
They're awards. You get awards.
Is that the guy from Seventh Heaven?
Which guy from Seventh Heaven?
Lucy's husband.
How do you remember a character like Lucy's husband from Seventh Heaven?
Why did I watch so much Seventh Heaven?
That was like way in like the 25th season when that happened.
Plus, he looks, he just is super generic looking. He looks like every guy.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So why are you saying I'm remembering him?
Because it's a girl show. I don't know. Because I thought it was weird that I thought it was God's show.
It was God's show. God's show is America.
You need to go to sleep.
Bald
eagles. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. I just don't know anyone else on the planet except
me. But I don't know how you'd even remember what he looks like, because he looks like everybody on Nashville.
He looks like a totally rescue hero.
Yeah. Like he looks like Josh Duhamel.
Yeah.
Again.
The poor man's Josh Duhamel.
He's the poor man's Josh Duhamel.
Thank you.
You know what? The Alyssa trailer reminded me of Old School.
Oh, yeah. Old School. I'm kidding.
God.
Oh my God, Bridget. You have so many pop culture.
Is there a show called Gang Related?
Yeah.
Did I watch that?
Yeah.
Is that from the creators of Fast and Furious?
The writer of
the
Fast
writer.
And Furious.
From the writer. From
there was
the great mind. Because
someone
Fast
wrote that
Furious.
Film.
Right.
No, actually, I thought Gang Related looks bad, but it was the only show that didn't feature a white actor in a leading role.
Mr. Wheelchair?
No, I mean, like, in any of the leading roles. Like, all four main characters are either Hispanic or black.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in a show about gangs.
Correct. Right. But two of those four are law enforcers.
Okay, so...
So they're...
There it is.
They're only being half racist.
Yeah. No, I think that's full racist.
You never go full racist.
Because I imagine when we get the backstory of the law enforcers.
Oh, they're they had a choice. Were they going to be gang members or law enforcers?
Right.
Yeah.
They made the right choice.
And they'll be like, I promise my mom, but they'll say it in like a...
Oh, I think one of the two had like a really, had a gang past.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's why it works.
Or like,
when
or
it's
like,
gang related.
Or like my older brother, he was a father to me, and he, when he tried to get out of the gang,
right?
Like they jumped him out. And...
What was Rake?
That's Greg Kinnear.
Greg Kinnear, and from the creator of Rescue Me.
We're all turning on each other because these trailers are so bad.
You I don't remember Rake at all.
I don't either.
It was Greg Kinnear. He was an obsessive gambler. That becomes a lawyer for Dennis O'Hare, the cannibal.
Yeah.
That's
what?
It.
Yeah. That's it.
And technically, being a cannibal is not against the law, I think is what he was saying.
He was saying that it wasn't against the law in this case because the guy who he ate committed suicide.
Right,
first.
So cannibalism in and of itself is not illegal? Is that true? If the person is dead, isn't it still
Jessica,
illegal to eat
Jerxica, you're the lawyer.
They did not
look
cover
it up.
They did not cover
it. What? Law
oh my god.
How could they not?
Your law degree is worthless.
I don't know that there's common law on cannibalism.
Common law cannibalism.
According to
Band
shows,
name.
It happens all the time.
According to shows. Greg Kinnear did not win an Oscar? Is that what
he
decided?
He did not win an Oscar.
Like, yeah, he did not.
Okay.
He was not even... No, he was nominated, but he did not win.
Yeah.
So... Greg Kinnear. How many times do we have to say
or As Good As It Gets?
You do not know who
he's the star of the movie about windshield wipers that we all went to.
Oh,
Flash of Genius.
God.
Flash
Why
of
did
Genius.
We call that?
And the original host of Talk Soup.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And later with Greg Kinnear.
I forgot about that. He said it like that.
Yeah.
Welcome to Later with Greg Kinnear.
I'm not even trying.
I feel bad for him now.
Do you?
Now that we're thinking of all the other things he's been involved with post.
I feel like he had a good run for a while.
I feel bad for Matthew Perry.
I feel like he's boring.
I don't feel bad for Matthew Perry. Matthew Perry's not actually that funny.
Matthew Perry?
What? Whoa.
His character on Friends was just... Okay, all the actors on Friends were, like, perfectly cast for those characters.
But then
because you take them all, except for Monica.
Monica.
Yeah.
Courtney.
She was perfectly cast for that role, but
she
has proven herself
to
be funny in other roles as well.
I think Matthew Perry's funny.
I think, actually...
I think he's funny, in general.
Lisa
Kudrow is funny, too.
Yeah. She hasn't done as much
Web
stuff,
therapy
but...
is funny.
Mm-hmm. Michelle's High School Reunion, I like
Matt
that.
LeBlanc is not funny.
No.
But he's super funny as Joey.
He's great as
right.
Joey, right.
But not as Joey.
But not as Joey in Joey.
Right, exactly.
No.
And all right.
How do we keep talking about Friends?
So we wish all these shows.
Next.
Yeah.
So we Sleepy are Hollow. We are in charge of NBC.
Yeah, apparently.
This is what they do too.
This is probably just like every year. Every year they're like, okay, let's not go down that line of thought. And then 30 minutes later they're talking about, do you remember when Joey almost peed on Jeff Goldblum?
He did pee on him.
Oh yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Let's make
he
a show like that.
Peed on him.
Okay.
Is Jeff Goldblum busy?
Oh, Jeff Goldblum is such a nice guy. I bet he'd do it.
Probably.
Yeah, why doesn't Jeff Goldblum have his own show?
He can go to coffee with those guys.
Yeah,
he was on Criminal Intent, wasn't he? Law and Order Criminal Intent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because
that was a mistake.
Yeah, he needs to have his own show that isn't a crime show.
He can be on the show with Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
They
can go to coffee together.
Can you come up with a good idea, though?
That is an awesome idea.
I don't know why I'm the only one who likes Michael Douglas.
I like
Have you seen The Game?
Well, yeah, but he wasn't the reason that was good.
But his voice.
What is distinct about his voice?
Have you ever heard him talk before?
It doesn't sound
that
like
was
that.
Your thing.
Now do your Garrison Keillor impression.
Why?
Have you ever heard him
Let's
talk?
It's been a quiet week here in Lake Wobegon. My hometown.
Now, Chris, you do a British person.
I don't know what you mean, Governor.
Sleepy Hollow.
What if Ichabod Crane fought in the Revolutionary War and then
it's
traveled forward in time to
the jury?
What if we first are totally not, like, loyal to the legend of Sleepy Hollow, the short story?
And you know, that's fine.
That's not okay with me.
Is that a hard and fast rule for you, for classic literature?
No. But for some reason,
Sleepy Hollow.
Because I saw it and I was like, Sleepy Hollow, I like that story. And they'd, like, not even a little, like, you can stray a little bit,
but it makes
like,
Tim
Burton rewrote
right.
his character.
They make Tim Burton's movie look like it's a word-for-word
right,
adaptation.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know what, I'm fine with them changing it as much as they want. They can even have forward in time or whatever, but it just looks dumb.
Yeah.
It looks like
they're
not trying.
Maybe if it worked, then it would not make me so angry.
Yeah.
It's very convoluted.
It's just, it seems like it's strangeness and like, crazy sci-fi type stuff for
the sake
of it, not
for any good
reason.
I want to feel like the writers have at least read The Legend of Sleepy Hollow or seen
right.
the Disney cartoon movie. And then I don't feel like either of that
no,
happened.
They
didn't even see
it.
They couldn't even watch it.
It's like they remember seeing somebody in a Headless Horseman costume, and then for some reason they make the leap like...
At like a
okay,
douchey Halloween party.
Headless Horseman, Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, what
George
if...
George Washington or something?
George Washington or something.
That's sweet, bro.
Yeah.
That's what happened in the picture.
Yeah.
So he comes forward in time, and they have
Let
to solve the crime
hand.
Of the Headless Horseman, who is also forward in time.
The end.
Okay. Surviving Jack. That was...
That's the Christopher Maloney.
Christopher Maloney.
I keep thinking that's the Sean Hayes show, because he played a character.
They're so similar.
Yeah. Surviving Jack, Sean Saves
Sean
the World.
Saves
well,
because
his character on Will and Grace was Jack.
Right.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Just Jack.
And I feel like I would have to survive
confusing.
That show.
You know, I feel like
that was
Will and Grace, unlike Friends,
confusing.
Does not hold up.
What
huh?
does it?
I don't think Will and Grace holds up at all.
Holds up to
what? What? Why?
I'm just thinking of shows that were on and when they were first on, like
right.
were like.
But
really
Will and Grace was
good.
on the tail end of their creation of big 90s. That was like their last
right.
big
yeah,
90s.
Yeah, but
right.
it still like was like if you like rewatch.
It's like
Friends,
the physical
I'm surprised
graffiti.
How funny it still is.
True.
And if you rewatch an episode of Will and Grace. Not that I ever remember it being as funny as Friends, but, like, I don't remember it being so horrible.
I remember being pretty bad. Like, if 14-year-old me could identify it as unfunny, then...
I don't know. I thought that Caroline in the City was hilarious, so I don't really think my judgment is,
I love the single guy.
Yeah. Veronica's Closet.
What?
Nobody heard that.
I watched it, but...
I watched it because my mom wanted to.
I watched it because I got confused sometimes if it was that on or News Radio. And so I'd watch it thinking it was an episode of News Radio, and then...
Seriously?
Kirstie Alley would show up, and I'd be like, wait a second, this isn't the show I like.
Oh. That would be confusing.
How attentively do you watch TV shows?
I usually did my homework during them as a child.
I'm going to say as attentively as he did everything when he was 14.
Oh.
It was.
I don't know. Surviving
Is that a masturbation
Jack.
Joke or what?
What?
That's what I was
saying.
I don't know.
He was a distracted masturbator at 14.
Whoops.
He was just like,
That's the only thing I remember doing when I was 14.
Oh my God. I thought I was having a snack, but I guess I'm masturbating. Oh, well.
That's the only memory you have from that year.
That's the only, like, recurring thing.
I forgot to finish myself off because I was watching Veronica's Closet.
Anyway,
moving on.
So surviving
the final show.
Potato chips.
We didn't say anything about surviving.
Christopher Maloney, 1991.
Yeah, it takes place in 1991 for
no
reason.
He's a crabby dad or something.
Yeah,
he's a cool dad because he's teaching his son to be cool. I don't think there is a premise.
Law school.
So he takes over the role of parenting. Is that why it's 1991? Because that was a weird thing for dads to do in the early 90s.
I think it was.
The slogan in 1991, like, all through the 90s is, like, it's the 90s, man.
Right.
Like, it was all about,
the 90s were more progressive.
So that's, so that's why they said it maybe in the 90s, though. So it's like, hey, it's the 90s. I can be...
Hey, man. It's just...
I can be the 90s. I can take care of the kids.
Should I go to law school? It's the 90s.
But...
Right.
Like, by setting it in the 90s, they're, like, trying to dismiss the fact... They're, like, saying we're, like, post that, too.
Yeah, that's another...
Like, they're dismissing that those are issues.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, in the trailer, it shows him, like, giving his son, like, a box of condoms, but then, like, freaking the fuck out because his daughter's, like, making out with someone.
I don't think that the show is self-aware enough to say that these are things that happened in the 90s. I think they just said it in the 90s to have something interesting about it.
Because we already had that 70s show. We had probably shows that take place in the 80s.
Wasn't that... What was the
show?
Right.
Isn't the Carrie Diaries?
Oh, yeah.
80s?
I think it's the...
But that was 80s for a reason.
Yeah. Right, like, that if it's a prequel, because, like, it has to be in the 80s. Whereas this is just like, 90s.
Yeah.
But I
remember
think,
the 90s,
but, like,
kids?
That way they can have, like, headphones and stuff.
Yeah, or maybe they can have several plots where a cell phone wouldn't just solve everything.
And then
maybe
they could play...
they kept writing themselves into a corner.
Yeah, they kept writing, like, oh, if they just had a cell phone. But...
And then they can play the Your Unbelievable song.
Yeah.
Ow! Mm-hmm. And Fine Young Cannibals.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Bust a Move.
Yeah.
And Stand.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Everybody Dance Now.
Yeah.
And Rump Shaker.
Yeah.
And Crisscross.
We can talk about
Rest in Peace, Daddy Mac. Or is it Mac Daddy?
Mac Daddy.
He died?
Yeah, Mac Daddy's dead.
When?
Last
recently.
Week?
What? Mm. I missed that. How did he die?
I don't know. Google?
He's pretty young, right?
Yeah,
he
was like 34. Yeah.
Damn.
34. Mm. 34 years old.
Last show?
Last one.
Us
v. Them.
It looks like...
Is it Us and Them or Us versus...
Us and Them.
Us oh, and I definitely slept through that. I have no idea.
That's the Michael Ian Black one.
It looks like a sitcom that I would think about watching when it came to Netflix. Not a sitcom. A rom-com.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't look
it does,
like
I don't
a,
see
show.
How it can be a show.
I did see that. Who was Michael Ian Black in it?
He was one of the side characters.
Along with Carrie Kinney.
Yeah.
Also another State Alone.
And that's why I would watch it when it came out.
I was trying to think. There was some show that we watched a trailer of last year where said almost the same thing. Not necessarily rom-com, but we were like, that's a premise for a movie. How can it be a series? But I can't place
Ben and Kate?
Maybe. Or the... Do you remember this? Whatever happened to the show The Goodwin Games?
What?
Remember that was supposed to be a thing?
Air?
I don't think that ever
What's
aired.
The Goodwin Games?
Yes, that was the one we were thinking of. It was the premise of a movie.
How do you guys remember something?
Yeah. It was a... And
I don't think it ever aired.
No. And it looked like a decent show. Whereas, like, they rediscover... They, after so many years, discover the will of their parents. And the will of their parents was for them to go through this series of games.
I don't remember that at all.
And, it seemed like a promise for a movie, but apparently it was a show, but it never aired on Fox. Whatever. Us and Them is Alexis Bledel and Jason Ritter. Basically, they have a meet-cute, and it's awkward, and they have fat best friends.
But, and I was saying it's weird because, who's Lorelai Gilmer?
She's Sarah on Parenthood, who had a long-term relationship with Mark, played by Jason Ritter, who's now on a new show, dating Alexis Bledel, who was formerly Rory on Gilmore Girls.
Which is creepy.
Mm-hmm.
He's just getting it on with the Gilmores.
She's only supposed to be 16 years older than her daughter, though, on Gilmore Girls.
Right. So it's reasonable.
And he's supposed to be a lot younger
now.
Than her.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
It makes sense now.
Yeah. I got no problems with it. It's just like, wow.
It's just like...
I have a problem with him being boring.
Yeah, I know. Has it been enough time now? Can we talk about the fact that John Ritter wasn't Goodwin very talented?
Games, sorry, Goodwin Games is premiering May 20th.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's like Summer in tomorrow.
Theater.
Yes.
Soon as
Monday.
Oh.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, I'll set an alarm.
Yeah, I really want... Alexis Bledel is one of those actresses that I want to be like, oh, an Alexis Bledel show, but I actually only like her in Gilmore Girls because I like Gilmore Girls.
Yeah,
and I'm realizing more and more that it has nothing to do with Alexis Bledel.
No, she's actually not a very good actress.
No.
No.
I hate her voice.
I'll watch it. I think we all agreed that it's probably the best bet out of the
ones we watched.
And once again, similar to Surviving Jack, there's no real premise or idea behind it. And that isn't necessarily a bad thing, because if the characters are strong, then it can grow into itself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it might be that kind of thing, especially because it's got like the very like movie meet cute will they won't they premise at the beginning.
That's only a term from Cougar Town, right?
What?
Meet cute.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
a general
thing?
Story writing term, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's where Cougar Town got it
from. I thought Cougar Town made it up. Now I feel a little bit, like, betrayed by Cougar Town. It's a dumb term.
Well, yeah.
But, it might be cute. Oh, help me out here, guys. It's 11 o'clock at night. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Meet cute.
There are shows on TV sometimes, and some of them will air this fall.
The point is, watch Game of Thrones or something.
ABC, CBS, CW, I hope you did better.
Yeah.
The CW, I'm putting all my eggs in your basket, so don't disappoint.
A couple weeks. Speaking of, I want to watch that Arrow show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen
people
an episode
like it.
Of that.
Yeah. Our buddy Chris Castro likes it.
Yeah. Catch up on that this summer.
And the Carrie Diaries, did that get renewed? A lot of people I know liked it.
It did, I think.
Did it?
I think CW, similar to CBS, renewed all but one or two of their shows.
They ended 90210.
That's correct.
Yeah,
yes.
Good.
But that was ended rather than canceled.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, a combination of the two,
okay.
I think, because it also got terrible ratings.
Okay.
So
it was unwatchable.
But they let them end it on their own terms.
I think so. Right? Yeah. I believe so, yes.
I think they all die because of the robot cops.
Perfect.
Because the cops stop going with the... Because they're like...
It's a perfect backdoor pilot,
too. Why don't we just send the robots out by themselves?
Almost human.
Kill everyone at
perfect.
High school.
Sweet.
Thanks for listening. We are on the online at Facebook and Google+ and Twitter and theblogulator.com. You can find all our Twitter links there. And our sponsor is Netflix. Catch up on some shows this summer featuring many of the ones that we alluded to. Like, is Friends on Netflix?
No.
Dang it, never mind. Can't watch Friends on Netflix.
No, but you can watch the relaunch of Arrested Development.
Yes, that's
which does promise
week.
To be
I'm very excited
that I'll
about that.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
The Goodwin Games is the premiere is available now on Hulu.
Alright. Let's watch that while we fall asleep. Thanks for listening. You can get a free 2-week trial of Netflix via bit.ly/blogflix.
Do it.
BLOGFLIX.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Click the link on the page.
It's better than a Kickstarter.
Topical.
Yeah, from where I see it.
Yeah.
Any other... we're done, right?
Yeah,
we're all done.
Thanks for listening. Our opinions
are
valid.
Ha, ha, ha,
ha! You take it from me, but I swear I won't let it be so.